This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
8 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning from FM 106, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer's there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM to discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Get ready for winter driving and get some extra spending money. Just drop by Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield, your local Michelin dealer, through November 24th. Buy any set of 4 new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after rebate. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Offer expires 11/24/12. Void where prohibited.
First of all, in our farm news on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December corn trading at 844, excuse me, December wheat trading at 844, down 1.5. March wheat trading at 860, down 1.25. December corn now trading at 718.75, that's down 2.5. March corn trading at 722, down 3. January soybeans trading at 1384.5, down 17.5. March beans trading at 1368, down 16. The overnight crude oil market, 30 cents lower at 85.15. The Brent crude, 6 cents higher at 108.07. The December gold contract, $5.90 lower at $1,707.90. The U.S. dollar index, 0.147 higher at 81.225. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 845.5. That was down 3.25. March wheat ended at 861.25, down 2.75. May wheat ended at 867.75, down 3. December corn yesterday, 721.25, down 4.5. March corn ended at 725, down 4.25. May corn, 720.25, down 4.75. January soybeans yesterday ended at 1402, down 17. March beans ended at 1384, down 14.75. May beans ended at 1362.25, down 15. December soybean meal yesterday, 430.50, down 55. January meal, 425.40, down 59. March meal ended at $415, down 55. December soybean oil yesterday, 47.46, down 21. January oil, 47.79, down 22. March oil, 48.26, down 22. December oats yesterday, 364.5, down 3. March oats, 374, down 2.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. The Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Grain futures followed the outside markets lower, generally on negative economic news. Northern and western Illinois grain yields quoted their corn bids mostly 3 to 6 cents lower, at $7 to $7.15. Soybean bids were down 17 to 23 cents at 1370 to 1388. Central Illinois Country Grain Dealers quoted their corn bids 3 to 7 lower at 713 to 727. Soybeans were 16 to 21 cents lower at 1384 to 1397. Corn bids in southern Illinois were down 2 to 5 cents at 705 to 737. Soybeans 10 to 18 cents lower at 1387 to 1417. Wheat bids were 4 to 7 cents lower at 725 to 741. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 15 to 17 cents at 1417 to 1422, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at plus 15 to plus 20 over the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 445 to 455 per ton, down $5.50. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 4.5 at 721 to 731, with basis unchanged at option 2 plus 10 over the December. Dry distiller grains was offered at 248 to 265, down $7 to unchanged. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their corn bids 3 to 5 lower at 722 to 731. Basis was 1 higher to unchanged at plus 1 to plus 10 the December. Soybeans ended 18 to 21 cents lower at 1405 to 1414, with basis 1 to 4 lower at plus 3 to plus 12 the January. New crop wheat prices were down 4 at 823 to 825. Basis was unchanged at minus 31 to minus 32 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their corn bids mixed at 692 to 742. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 14 to 22 cents, with quotations at 1426 to 1427. Wheat closed mostly 3 cents lower at 840 to 841, and Milo was down 5 at 681 to 682. Contract bids to producers for new crop for January delivery in northern western Illinois on corn ranged from 709 to 734, and on soybeans 1370 to 1389. Central Illinois corn contracts went at 721 to 739, soybeans 1390 to 1403. In southern Illinois, corn contracts were written at 707 to 750, soybeans 1394 to 1415, and July delivered soft red winter wheat from $8 to $8.25. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs 80.07, down 2. February hogs ended at 86.15, up a dime. April hogs 91.15, up 15. December cattle yesterday 125.60, up 17. February cattle 129.37, up a quarter. April cattle 133.35, up a quarter. November feeder cattle yesterday 143.40, that was up 20. January feeders 145.15, up 27. March feeders 147.60, up a quarter. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis trending 37 cents lower, with a base price range of $73.15 to $76. The Illinois direct barrels and gilts were steady to week today, running at $51.50 to $55. Receipts in Illinois are very low, 9,014 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady. Sows under 400 pounds, 53 to 55. 4 to 500 pounds, 53 to 58. Over 500 pounds, 57 to $65. Estimated receipts, 750 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with light to moderate demand and mostly moderate offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 27 cents lower at $81.30. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection was at 434,000, same as a week ago, and 5,000 more than a year ago. Week-to-date total is 1,701,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection was 128,000 for today, a week ago, and a year ago. Week-to-date total is 491,000. In the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, negotiated cash rate was mostly inactive in the Western Corn Belt in Nebraska. There were no live sales reported. A few choice sale or a few dress sales reported at 195. The USDA estimated the boxed beef cutout values were weak to lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings. Choice carcasses were 29 cents lower at 129.93, down 29 cents. Select carcasses were $1.17 lower at 173.13. We had 139 fab loads today and 56 trim loads. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, receipts totaled 566 head. Choice slaughter steers ran 120 to 125. Selecting choice 114.50 to 120. Choice Holstein slaughter steers 110 to 112. Choice slaughter heifers 120 to 122. Selecting choice 115 to 120. In the slaughter cows, the boners went from $75 to $80. Leans $65 to $70. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls $82 to $90. In the feeder run, feeder steers, medium large ones, 6 to 650 pounds, ran 136 to 143. Feeder Holsteins, large threes, 5 to 600 pounds, $85 to $93. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 4 to 500 pounds at 143 to 149, and 6 to 700 pounds at 120 to 128. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction yesterday, they sold 336 head. Choice slaughter steers, 124.75 to 130. Choice slaughter heifers 120, 25 to 129. Breaker slaughter cows 75 to 79.75. Boners 65 to 70. Lean slaughter cows 55 to $60. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls 81.50 to 84.50. In the feeder run, feeder steers medium and large ones 550 to 600 pounds, 141 to 150. 6 to 650 pounds, 143 to 150. Feeder heifers, medium and large one, a package of 483 pounders at 145, 5 to 550 pounds at 137 to 145, 550 to 600 pounds, 124 to 131. The open report for the Walnut Livestock Auction has steers and heifers trading mostly steady, except for cattle over 1,300 pounds, which were instances $3 higher. Choice slaughter steers and heifers both sold for 120 to 127. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 186.5, down 2.5. For block cheese, 182, down 9. For barrel cheese, 172.25, down 11.25. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 20.79. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, $7.11. For January, $7.16. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, $7.11. And for January, $7.16. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, $13.99. For January, $14.02. Wheat delivered to Scottville for November, $8.04. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.11, corn at Scottville, $7.11, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.99, wheat at Scottville, $8.04. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois for your Friday. High temperatures in the mid-50s with light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain Monday night. Low temperatures in the mid-40s. High temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. Mostly clear skies on this Friday morning. Right now, 26 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Fall is here, so stop in at Sportsman's Choice Sporting Goods in Litchfield and get everything you need for hunting season. Sportsman's Choice is located one block east of AutoZone at 722 North Monroe in Litchfield. They carry guns, ammo, accessories, optics, gear, and also perform minor gunsmithing. Sportsman's Choice Sporting Goods is open Tuesday through Saturday, and they accept credit cards. Sportsman's Choice, your investment specialist. Visit a-sportsmanschoice.com.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news today, farmers have pretty much wrapped up the fall harvest and are now working to market the 2012 crop. Todd Gleason reports they might also look ahead to 2013 and consider the prospects for making new crop sales.
High prices are usually the cure for high prices. In this case, the high price of corn could cause farmers in the United States to plant a record number of acres to the row crop next spring. It's a long ways off, but still a nagging thought. University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good says it is a thought that should cause farmers to consider making some new crop sales, at least for corn, if not soybeans.
As I look at the prices there, you'd have to say corn looks pretty attractive, pretty competitive, over $6 cash bids for harvest delivery. If we have any kind of rebound in yields next year, I think corn prices will struggle to average that. So that there may be some opportunities there to consider. Soybeans, you kind of say, well, we're expecting a big crop in South America. We're expecting a rebound in production here in the U.S. That should put substantial downside pressure on 2013 soybean prices.
And in fact, it has caused 2013 new crop soybean futures to trade much lower than the 2012 crop contracts. It should also cause farmers to consider the historical price of beans in this relationship, says Darrell Good.
So on one hand, you say, well, you know, prior to last year, soybeans were trading $11, $12. We're still seeing north of $13 for 2013. So you say, well, there's still some production risk being bid into the market, maybe a dollar or so. But is that enough, recognizing that we have two production seasons to go through before the fall of 2013? So I'm a little more conservative on soybeans. I would prefer to give soybeans a little more time on new crop, saying let's really see if South America can rebound, and then let's see what U.S. weather brings next spring. There may be opportunities for some rallies here in new crop beans.
If you'd like to read more from Darrell Good on the price of commodities, you can. Each week he posts an article to the Farm Doc Daily website on Monday afternoon. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
As if 2012 hadn't been tough enough on farmers because of the drought that parched much of the United States, the American Farm Bureau's Tracy Grandin talks about how Mother Nature thought she'd have one more go at it before calling it a year.
Last week, Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc along the East Coast, threatening farmers once again. While early estimates project Sandy to have caused about $30 billion in property damages and another $10 billion to $30 billion in lost business, the overall impact on agriculture, fortunately, may be less dire. Since the growing season was essentially complete on much of the East Coast, and many farmers sped up harvesting ahead of Sandy, the overall picture isn't so much black as it is gray. But that's not to underestimate localized crop damage that is severe in some places. While it could be a few more weeks before final numbers start rolling in, it's known that some farmers are facing massive flooding while others are challenged with a domino effect of the storm's aftermath. For example, in Maryland and Delaware, both ranked high in young chicken meat production, power outages, transportation disruptions, and a potential lack of feed could be detrimental to poultry farmers. In New Jersey, where Sandy made landfall, some farmers are challenged with direct losses to crops and livestock, as well as structural and property damage and lost business. Agricultural damage in the Chesapeake Bay area was minimal, estimating potential damage to 2,000 acres of small grains, including wheat, barley, and oats. The Farm Service Agency is urging farmers to record their losses. Producers with damaged farmland should contact their local FSA office as soon as possible for assistance.
And that was Tracy Grandin of the American Farm Bureau Federation. crossbreeding versus straight breeding. It's a hot topic for those in the cattle business. And research by Dr. Neville Spear of Western Kentucky University brings a unique perspective to the discussion.
It is not a paper to try to deny the benefits of crossbreeding or heterosis. We know very clearly that those are real factors. They've been well demonstrated. That's good science.
But the animal scientist did author a comprehensive review of crossbreeding versus straight breeding strategies. He says it's an economic systems-based approach rather than a genetic model.
We have introduced new value-based systems into our industry. So commercial cow-calf producers now have real price signals coming back at them that they didn't have 20 years ago. And so they're obviously responding to that in some form or fashion as they begin to make decisions about buying bulls.
And then there's the issue of time management. Straight breeding is easier to implement.
And even if I maybe have a little additional benefit of heterosis, and not a little, maybe a lot, but if it costs me something in terms of especially functional traits, such as calving ease, disposition, udder quality, what have you, I don't want to have to deal with those problems. And so the risk-reward becomes somewhat different when we put all of those factors in together.
Dr. Spear says his work notes that poorly designed crossbreeding programs are a value drag on the system.
We know that we lose some uniformity as we kind of introduce heterozygosity and try to obtain heterosis, that typically crossbred populations are somewhat less uniform than straightbred populations. And so there is, from a systems perspective, sort of that trade-off as we deal with that. And oftentimes, really what the paper addresses is the indiscriminate crossbreeding, because that's where we have problems. And so we get situations where we have animals that certainly are hitting the target, but then we get a lot more animals that are outside or all over that, and that becomes a cost to everybody in the system because we have to somehow fix that or work with those.
Whether crossbreeding or maintaining a straight-bred herd, Dr. Spear says focus and planning are the keys to profit and pleasing consumers. Earlier this week, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain markets. At the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, we talked to Brian Hensley of Water Street Solutions. He describes some of the other work their company does.
Sure, I work as a legacy advisor, and we act as a coach to help families get through the estate planning process and succession planning. So a lot of times they may think they need to go to one professional, but we found that if you bring a lot of folks in, you get a lot better plan without the hiccups along the way.
How many different types of plans do you have for potential clients?
They're endless. It's all customized. Obviously, what we try to do is help a family understand where they're at in their current situation, and then help them talk about where their goals are for the family and what they want it to look like 20, 30, 40 years, and maybe 20 years after they're gone. So every family's goals are going to be different, and therefore every plan is going to be customized to meet what they need to have happen.
Either short term or long term.
Absolutely. You know, you never know what's going to happen in both.
Tell us a little bit about Water Street Solutions. What sort of an operation is it?
Sure. Well, Water Street's based down in Peoria, Illinois. We have offices also in Lincoln, Nebraska. But we work in a lot of different areas to help farmers in different problems they might be having. So we got started helping farms with the marketing planning and working through, you know, how to market their grain in the most profitable way possible. We've added ag finance because we realized that you can't have just marketing if you don't have the whole financial picture under control. So we help farmers determine where their break-evens are for a coming year. We also do bookkeeping and accounting services. We also do crop insurance. So we've got crop insurance agents that's all they do. They're a professional crop insurance agent. So they deal with it on a day-to-day basis. They know the in and outs. They're just experts in that area. And then I work on our legacy side. So on our legacy division, we've got folks that are certified financial planners. We've got folks that have different backgrounds. And they help families walk through that project of establishing their estate plan or their succession plan for that next generation.
And that was Brian Hensley of Water Street Solutions. We talked to him at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is Roger DeWitt of Gillespie. He will talk about his work with paint horses over the years, and we'll talk about his paintings of rural scenes. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard tomorrow morning at 6:15 on WSMI FM 106 And at 12:45 Saturday afternoon on both WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. As we close the farm show on this Friday morning, right now in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat trading at 8.43 1/4, down 2 1/4. March wheat trading at 8.59, down 2 1/4. December corn trading at 7.17 3/4, down 3 1/2. March corn trading at 7.20 1/2, down 4 1/2. January soybeans trading at 13.82, down 20. March beans trading at 13.65 1/4, down 18 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning this morning about 9:30 from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.